From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
O.J. Mayo hit six threes on his way to 28 points, and the Bucks beat the Cavaliers 109-104 at the Bradley Center last night. Larry Drew said they held on.
I thought we played well for three and a half quarters. Towards the end there, we just made some mistakes. But we kept our composure, and we played through the mistakes. And I just want to, I'm really, really proud of this group.
Gary Neal added 23 points off the bench for Milwaukee. John Henson started for Larry Sanders and had 14 points, 9 boards, and 3 blocks. Sanders was out with an injured thumb that he apparently injured in an off-court incident that's being investigated by police. The Bucks are back in action Saturday against Dallas. The Houston Texans have named defensive coordinator Wade Phillips as the club's interim head coach, while Gary Kubiak continues his recovery from a mini stroke. Week 10 of the NFL season begins tonight. Washington plays at Minnesota. The Packers back on the practice field preparing for their Sunday matchup with Philly. Mike McCarthy says Seneca Wallace will be better this week.
Everybody will be much better off, not only just Seneca being comfortable going through the reps, but everybody else being comfortable with Seneca. He hasn't played, he hasn't played a game for us. It was his first opportunity.
The Chicago Cubs are set to name Rick Renteria as their new manager as early as today. Both MLB.com and the Chicago Tribune reporting the news last night. They said the 51-year-old Renteria, who served as bench coach for the San Diego Padres since 2011, is likely to be selected. And the State Girls Volleyball Tournament starts today in Green Bay at the Rush Center. Wausau East in action tonight in Division I quarterfinal play. They'll take on Nina. Also, Wausau Newman will play tomorrow against Hilbert in a first-round Division IV game. That's sports. I'm Tom King.